Welcome to episode 9 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I'm breaking the rules again, as if I had any rules, and recording this in a cafe. Actually, it's more of a restaurant. A view of the entire water that surrounds the Amsterdam harbor, the Amsterdam train station. It's raining a little bit on this warm, what month is this afternoon? I don't even know what month it is. I'm doing this because I do it weekly, and that's the title of this week's episode, Every Single Week. Here's something I'm doing a little backwards here. I just recorded to do dictation, but then it, of course, wrote it out, and now I'm going to read that back. Not sure that's the most efficient thing to do, but I'm going to read back what I recorded for this week of the Repossible Podcast. If you're still listening, here we go. What do we do weekly? Why? How does it work? What do we do weekly that we can't do daily? What do we do weekly that we can't do monthly? Why do we do things when we do them at the frequency we do them? What day of the week do we choose to do that? Why do we choose that day? Are there certain days when we prefer to do one thing rather than another? I decided to do this podcast on a Thursday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Sunday. It's Thursday. That means every single week I record something, whether it's going to win awards or not, and put it up on this podcast. I don't know if it's the best strategy, but I know it's working because I know I do it every single week. After 52 weeks, I know that I will have accomplished 1 year. Speaking of years, 1 year sounds like a long time when counting weeks. But if you're counting months, then it's only a little bit more than what you can count on 2 hands. I'm going to look into why they're important to us and how they help us get things done, and how they're different from days and months and years. My next book is going to be called Every Single Week. Can you guess what the book is going to be called after that? Until next week, go out and get yourself